Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We bless you. We thank you. We hallow your name. We honor you. We adore you. My Lord. We thank you. We magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Psalm 84:11, the third installment of my glory. Arise and shine. And we started by looking at the glory of God, just a peripheral, by establishing the fact that God is a God of glory, is a King of glory. And we established the fact that it's God that gives glory. And we said we have to, the glory is like the sun. Man has no glory apart from the one that God gives. And for man to have glory, he has to specifically position himself rightly, so that he can align with God and shine forth the glory of the Lord. I think that's what we have done in the last two episodes. Today, let's go forward. Psalm 84:11. Can we all read together? No, New King James. Let's do New King James. New King James. Okay, can we read together? Okay, at least you have your Bible. Open your Bibles. To Psalm 84:11. I think ushers can help me do something. Maybe people that did not bring their Bible, they should all stand up on their feet and go and stay at the back. Oh, everyone without a Bible will give me $1 million each. I don't understand why you come to church without Bible and be dependent on NEPA. Depending on the screens, like depending on NEPA or waterworks. Okay, can we read together? For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright. So the Lord does what? He gives grace and he gives glory. Psalm 8 verse 5. The Lord gives grace. The Lord gives glory. Psalm 8 verse 5. Can we go? Once we go, for you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory. And so the Lord gives grace and glory. And for man, God has crowned man with glory and honor. Are we good to go? John 17:22. So the Lord gives grace and glory, and the Lord has crowned man with glory and honor. Okay. John 17:22. Can we read? And the glory which you gave me. Read it again. Let me hear you. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. So number one, the Lord gives grace and glory. Number two, the Lord has crowned man with glory. Number three, in case man has fallen, Jesus came to restore the glory. And Jesus said, the glory that you have given me, I have given it to them. Like I told you last time, if your life is not glorious, you have the right to battle for your life to be glorious. The glory that Jesus was given by God, he gave us that glory. That knowledge is too big for me to understand and for me to explain into two. But know that there is available for you the glory that God gave Jesus He gave that same glory to you. Lift your two hands. Say, Lord, I thank you for that glory. Lift your hands and let's just thank him. Let's bless him. Thank you for the glory. Say, Father, I thank you for crowning me alive with glory and honor. Say, Jesus, I thank you for giving me that glory, sharing your glory, the glory that the Father gave you, for giving me that glory. I give you honor. I give you honor. I bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the glory. We thank you. 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 In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Did you remember that Jesus told somebody that if you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord. You will see. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I believe. Let me see your glory in every area of my life. Can we pray? Lord, I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. You are the one that gives grace and glory. You are the one that crowns man with glory and honor. Jesus, you are the one that gave me the glory that the Father gave you. I believe. I believe. My trust is in you. Let me see your glory. Let me see your glory. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, let's go one step further. Now, let's talk. We've been talking about the glory of man in relation to the glory of God. But now, let's situate it today on the glory that God has given man. Sometimes, glory in the Bible is used simultaneously or to denote the soul or the whole being of man. Sometimes, when they want to talk about a man, they call him, they talk about his glory. We'll see it now. Let's just go on. Psalm 16 verse 9. Psalm 16 verse 9. Psalm 16 verse 9. New King James. Look at this. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. So my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. Talking about himself. Talking about himself. Let's check ESV. ESV of our translation. ESV of this same verse. Look at this. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. So sometimes glory is used to explain the whole being of man. That is why the evil people go for the glory of man. So everything that a man is made up of, every good thing is embodied in his glory. His destiny is embodied in his glory. So a man's whole life is seen as good. So therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My whole being, the totality of my being. So the totality of your being is reflected and represented by your glory. If your glory is captured, you become nothing. Are we here? Lift your hands and let's say, my glory rejoices in you, O Lord. Can you rejoice? I am my glory, my glory, my glory. Rejoice. Thank you for giving me glory. Thank you for making my destiny glorious. My glory rejoices. My glory rejoices in you. My glory rejoices in you. My glory rejoices in you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Psalm 30 verse 12. So you are an embodied. The glory is a representation of who you are. The glory. Your glory is a representation of who you are. If your glory is tampered with, your life is tampered with. Your glory is a representation of who you are. Look at this again. 30:12. It says, to that end, my glory may sing. It is a representation of who you are. My glory may sing. My glory may sing. Lift your hands and say, my glory, hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shine. Say, arise and shine. Say, my glory, hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shine. My glory, you are the total representation of my being. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. You are the total representation of my being. Arise, arise, arise. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. My glory, you are the total representation of my being. Therefore, arise and shine. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Remember, your glory is very important. It's a representation of your being. So every prayer point we raise concerning the glory must concern you. It must concern you. Psalm 57, verse 8. Psalm 57, verse 8. Say, awake, my glory. Awake. Can you say that? Let me say, awake, my glory. Awake. Remember, your glory is an embodiment of your destiny. It is a representation of your totality. If it is asleep, your life is asleep. Hello? Lift your hand and say, my glory. Say, awake. I didn't hear. Say, my glory. Awake. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you pray for? Say, my glory. Awake, 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 awake. Awake, my glory, awake, awake. Awake, 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 awake. My glory, hear the word of the Lord. Awake, 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 awake. Awake, awake, awake. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Some glories have been put to sleep. And from the way some people are praying, there is no doubt about it. Their glories have been put to sleep. Lift your two hands up. Your two hands. Yama libo jita libo kuria balaba. Gazanta ribo kuria baladada. Ekeria dadadadaba. From where the enemy has kept your glory, we call you forth from there now. Awake, 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 awake. Awake, 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 awake. Awake, awake, awake. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and say, my glory. Say, awake. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for yourself, my glory? Awake, awake, awake. Awake, awake, awake. Awake, 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 awake. Awake, awake, awake. My glory, awake, awake. Ereke te 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 meteria kata. Marike te 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 meria. Rebekeria kata da da. Awake. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Still showing you that your glory is a representation of who you are. Psalm 8 verse 1. Psalm 108, verse 1. Psalm 108, verse 1. Oh Lord, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise even with what? My glory. My glory. Even with my glory. I ask that your glory will be unveiled. Lift your two hands up to him. You are going to pray this prayer many times. Unveil, unveil, unveil. Say, oh Lord, arise and unveil my glory. Arise, unveil, unveil, unveil. My glory be unveiled. Be unveiled, be unveiled. My glory be unveiled. Be unveiled, be unveiled. My glory, be unveiled, be unveiled. Be unveiled. My glory, be unveiled. La bakeria katadada da bakaria. Ereke te te de 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 bokoria. Rebekeria katalala. Be unveiled, be unveiled. Be unfed, be unfed. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat. We will pray. You will stand up later. Just have your seat. Genesis 49 verse 6. Genesis 49 verse 6. Maybe ESV or King James. Let my soul not come into their counsel. All my glory, the representation of everything I am. Representation of everything I am. If your glory is wounded, you are wounded. Are you ready? Lift your right hand up. Say, my glory receives strength and prevail wherever you are. Say, pray in the name, my glory receives strength and prevail and prevail and prevail and prevail and prevail. My glory receives strength and prevail. My glory receives strength and prevail. My glory receives strength and prevail. Can you say, my glory? Do not be silent. Say, speak good things concerning my life and destiny. Say, my glory, do not be silent. Begin to speak great things concerning my life and destiny. My glory, do not be silent. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch your two hands here. Let your glory begin to speak in high places for you. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say, my glory, do not be silent. I didn't hear you say, my glory, do not be silent. Say, my glory, begin to speak good things. Speak glorious things concerning my life. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lift your two hands, let's pray. Say, my glory. Say, find expression. Say, find fulfillment. Say, have actualization. Can you pray, my glory? Find expression. Find fulfillment. Actualization. Receive actualization. Have actualization. My glory. Find expression. Find expression. Find expression. Find expression. Find expression. Find fulfillment. Have actualization. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, how will I explain this? Okay, let me explain with a story of one of our friends. Who is one of the most popular Nigerians. When we started this church, he was here with us. He was an artist. The father was a lawyer. The father is one of my fathers. Forced him to do law. He draws with charcoal. In fact, when we started the church, he will have what we call what do those art people have? Where we'll go and check their paintings. Exhibition. We'll go for his exhibition with all the paintings. And he sings and plays guitar. He will sit down after we have checked all the things. He will play his guitar and sing. You know, wait till they take painting to do for Nigeria. Painting. When they pay for the painting in Nigeria. Because your glory has not found actualization. People think he's somebody that is not serious. He found his way to the U.S. The rest is history. He was all over the newspapers in America and the newspaper in Nigeria. And now, his father is proudly saying, that's my son. May your glory go to a place where it will find fulfillment and actualization. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, my glory. Say, find expression, find fulfillment, find actualization. In the name of Jesus, my glory, find expression, find fulfillment, have actualization. In the name of Jesus, In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put your hand on your head. Say, my glory, hear the word of the Lord. Say, arise. Say, awake. Say, arise and shine. Talk to your glory. Say, my glory. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, awake. Arise and shine. I did hear. Say, my glory. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, awake. Arise. Shine. In the name of Jesus. Now, let's go on. It is a notch. So your glory is the noblest part of who you are. It's an actual representation of your totality. Your glory also, from the Bible, is the wealth or other material things which brings you honor or distinction. Something about you that brings you honor and distinction is your glory. Genesis 31 verse 1. Genesis 31 verse 1. The children of Laban. 31 verse 1. Then Jacob, 31 verse 1, verse 1. After God has blessed Jacob, the children of Laban, now Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's. And from what was our father's, He has acquired all his wealth. Give me in King James. 31 verse 1. And see, you know, I've told you that glory is one of the words in the Bible that cannot be replaced with another word. It cannot be explained by one word. It can be explained by several words. And then the totality and accumulation of the totality of those words still does not capture what it is. Please put that at the back of your mind. And he heard the words of Laban's son saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's. And of that which was our father's, has he gotten all his glory. When a man's life is glorious, wealth comes part of it. Say, come and see my glory. When kings want to show people's kingdom, people their kingdom, they show them the glory of their kingdom, which is the wealth of their kingdom. Glory is the wealth or material things or anything in you that brings you honor and distinction. So if you are not receiving honor and distinction, that means that glory is not awake. Hello? Remember, he has given you grace and glory. He has crowned you with glory and honor. And the same glory that was given to Jesus has been given to you. Are we see here? Your glory must awake. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray again. Please stand up on your feet. Let's pray this. Stand up on your feet. Ramagada labajida riagada. Lift your two hands up. Say, my glory. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Say, awake. Arise. Shine. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you pray? In the name of Jesus. My glory, awake, arise, shine. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can you pray and say, my glory? Say, hear the word of the Lord. Awake, arise, shine. In the name of Jesus. Can I pray and say, awake, arise, shine? Awake, arise, shine. Awake, arise, shine. Awake. Arise, shine, awake, arise, shine. My glory, awake, arise, shine. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are African. Your glory is what the enemy, the Dibia, the Babalawo, goes after. your glory, your virtue. That is what is captured. That is what can be taken from your life and make other people succeed. I pray for you. Let your glory awake. Let your glory arise. Let your glory shine. Lift your hands and say, my glory. Hear the word of the Lord. Awake, arise, shine. In the name of Jesus. Hear the word of the Lord. Awake, arise, shine. Awake, arise, shine. My glory. Awake, arise, shine. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Have your seat. I wanted to say some things in Yoruba, but I'm not sure how true it lines up with biblical things. I wanted to say, Ori mi agbesi ola. Your glory is what makes people to bow before you. It is glory. Yaman di beke ria gada lama karia gada. Eteria gada la maria. Erikete lebokuria gada. Erekete keria gada. What was it that made wise men to travel far and bow before Jesus? Glory. They said, we saw his star from afar. We saw it. We saw it. Anyone that saw your star and want to attack it, let them be buried suddenly. Let them be buried suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Whatever anyone that has manipulated your glory, let the anger of the Lord fall upon them. Let the anger of the Lord fall upon them. Any glory that has been tampered with, let there be a resurrection for that glory. Let there be a resurrection for that glory. In the name of Jesus. We'll still come there. Let me lay the foundation very well, so that we can pray better in the future. Your glory is your honor. Genesis 45:13. Genesis 45:13. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt. Did you know what I discovered? I discovered that throughout the Bible, the glory of the children of God shone when they were abroad. Not in their background, not in their country. The glory just shine, shine, shine. This one was in Egypt. I said, you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt. And all that you have seen. And ye shall hasten to bring down my father here. Your glory is your majesty, is your dignity, and your honor as a person. Are you here? Do you know? Did you discover that somebody can enter this place? There are some people that he will see. He will just do like this. There are some people he will see. I know, send you. Now, glory they speak. I pray for you. May your glory shine. I didn't hear you. I said, may your glory shine. May your glory shine. May your glory shine. In the name of Jesus. Soon, good news will be sent abroad concerning your glory. In the name of Jesus. Can you lift your hand and say, let my fame spread? Say good news about my life and my glory. Let it spread. Let it spread. Enough of bad news. Enough of evil news. Enough of negative news. My glory, arise and shine. Let good news be shared about you. Let good news be shared about you. My glory, let good news be shared about you. My glory, let good news be shared about you. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift your two hands up. You know, Mordecai's glory found his throne in the palace. Esther's glory found the throne in his palace. Joseph
found his throne in the palace. Daniel, when the glory shines, you are always around the place of power. The place where things happen. The place of power concerning where you are. Wherever you are working, you'll be moving around the place of fire. Maybe the GM, he will get attracted to you, be interested in you. That is what the glory does. The glory attracts favor. Do you understand? When the glory is shining, see, there will be a vacancy that will be too good to be true. All the people qualified and better than, they will say, they cannot give this job to anybody, so they will not apply. Now only you go come apply. They will now say, take it. Now glory they speak. Are you here? I pray for everyone here. Your dignity, your glory, your fame, your honor, let them arise and shine. Let your glory awake. Let your glory awake. Let your glory awake. In the name of Jesus. Now you are going to pray for yourself. All these people's glory found their throne of honor. They sat on the throne of glory. You are going to pray for yourself. Lift your two hands up. Say, my glory. I didn't hear you. I can't hear that. Locate your throne of honor. Sit on it comfortably. And then never, can you pray for yourself? My glory, my glory, my glory. Locate your seat of honor. Locate your place of honor. Locate your throne of honor. Sit on it comfortably. Sit on it comfortably. Sit on it comfortably. Sit on it comfortably. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. With this word, any competitor in your office using juju against you, let it turn against them now. In the name of Jesus, whatever charm has been used against your glory, let it backfire now. In the name of Jesus, anyone here that things were working well for the past and suddenly everything ceased, let your glory be restored now. Let there be a restoration for you. Let there be a restoration for you. Let there be a restoration for you. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. Have your seat. Glory is fame. Is praise. Is renown. Is what makes people to beat drums and dance after you. Without being forced. That's your glory. That is your glory. Now glory, they make person go stadium. Pay money. Watch football. And now start dancing and clapping for somebody. Hey! I don't want to be mentioning names. Hey! Some you have never seen before. It's glory that makes some people faint when they see some people. She told me, hi. My glory. Your glory also. And that of your children shall arise and shine. In the name of Jesus. Your glory will prevail. Your glory will find fulfillment. In the name of Jesus. Let me take the last one because of my time. Exodus 28:40. Exodus 28:40. For Aaron's sons, you shall make tunics, and you shall make sashes for them, and you shall make hats for them. For what? For glory and beauty. For glory and beauty. Listen, nothing beautifies like glory. Nothing beautifies like glory. Lift your two hands to Him. Just lift your two hands to Him. Just lift it up for me. Lift your two hands to Him. Just tell Him, just say, Father, I thank you for the glory, for glory, for the glory you have given me. Thank him. Just thank him. Just thank him for the glory he has given you. Thank him for glory. Thank him for glory. Thank him for glory. Thank him for glory. I appreciate you. Man de lebo koria bala. Ike teke rike de lebo koria. Rabata da la baji de lebo koria. Thank you for your glory, for your glory, for your glory. Ele keria katalaba keria. Ere ke dele bokoria katada. Rebe keria katalaba keria. My glory, my glory, my glory arise. According to the order of the glory of the Lord, my glory arise. Arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stand up on your feet. Let's pray a prayer 7 times. We'll just pray 7 times. Sharp, quick. Just simple. My glory, arise and prevail. In the issues of life, my glory, arise and prevail in life. Are you ready? What did I say? Say, my glory, arise and prevail in life. In the name of Jesus. Did you hear that? What did I say? Say, let me hear you. Give yourself space. I need you to pray. Yala bagari agada. Say after me. Say, my glory. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Arise. Prevail in life. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray for yourself? Arise. Prevail, 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 prevail. My glory, prevail, prevail, prevail. Arise, prevail, prevail. My glory, arise, prevail. Prevail, prevail, prevail. Prevail, prevail, prevail. My glory, arise, prevail, prevail. Prevail, prevail, prevail. My glory, arise, prevail, prevail. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Number 2, say, my glory. Hear the word of the Lord. Arise, prevail in life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, pray, 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 pray. Rakatakata. Rebeketeke. Rakatakata. I can't hear you, I can't hear you, I can't hear you. My glory, arise. Arise, prevail, prevail, prevail. Prevail, 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 prevail. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Your glory arising and prevailing is what many people say, I don't know why I want to do it for you. I don't know why I want to help you. But something is just pushing me. Something, my glory. My glory. Say, my glory. Say, hear the word of the Lord. Arise, prevail in life. Prevail, prevail, prevail. Arise, shine, shine. Arise, shine, shine. My light is gone. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. My glory, arise. I can't hear you. I can't feel you. I can't feel you. Area katelele lebo koria. Ekete kete kete. Rabakaria kata. Ere kete de. Maria katala. Arise and prevail. Arise and prevail. Arise and prevail. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. How many times have you prayed? 3 have you? We'll change the prayer point. You know, your glory is what makes people wait for you. He said, we will not live here until he comes. David, we are not living here. We all of us at attention before he comes. Your glory is what make many people to provide the same service. But your own service, everybody is waiting. Say, now 3 months time, I will get time. Oh. Say, don't worry. We go wait. Now glory. Now glory. We are going to pray. We are changing the prayer. My glory be unveiled by the glory of the Lord. Lift your 2 hands up. Say, my glory be unveiled by the glory of the Lord. Be unveiled by by the light of God, be unveiled by the word of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Maria kata dada, Maria kata, ere kete kete keria kata. I can hear you. Be unveiled, be unveiled, be unveiled, be unveiled. My glory, be unveiled, be unveiled, be unveiled, be unveiled, be unveiled. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. 2 weeks ago, the Lord showed me an unveiling of somebody on this altar. I don't know who they are. I didn't see the face, but I saw something removed from the person, and the person shone forth. And that's why I'm praying this prayer for you. Are we here? Yama lige debo kuria da da da. Is the time of your shining forth. Is your time for shining forth. Is your time for shining forth. Say my glory. Be unveiled by the glory of the Lord. By the katana. Epeke teke riakata. Eke teke riakata. Maria katalaba. Ereke teke. My glory. Be unveiled, be unveiled, be unveiled. My glory, be unveiled. My glory, be unveiled. By the glory of the Lord, by the light of the Lord, my glory, be unveiled. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your amen. We have prayed 5, Abby. 2 more. Oh Lord, arise. Let my glory experience your glory. Lift your 2 hands up. Say, oh God, arise. Let my glory experience your glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Let my glory experience your glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Can I hear you pray for yourself? Let my glory have an encounter with your glory. Let my glory experience your glory. Arise, O Lord. Let my glory experience your glory. Confession. Let my glory experience your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The screen is not working. The confession, I know it was sent to you. You should have it on your phone, Abby. Open your phone. If you don't have it, move to the front. We'll face the screen. Put it on the 2 screens. Are they on the screens? Are they on the screen under the gallery? Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful then. That means all of us can see it. That's the 6th prayer. We are going to pray the 7th prayer. This is not the 7th prayer. Last prayer we pray is what we are going to pray again. You are going to face someone and say, may your glory experience the glory of the Lord. I didn't hear that. Say, may your glory have an encounter with the glory of the Lord. Tell the person, say, yeah, the word of the Lord. Say, your glory is encountering the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. May your glory have an encounter with the glory of the Lord. 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 Your glory, your glory, your glory. Now lift your two hands up. Say, my glory has an encounter with the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, can you pray for yourself? Have an encounter with the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's take that glorious confession and leave here. Let's go in 2022. God's incredible, explosive, overcoming blessings will overshadow, overwhelm, and overtake every area of my life. Mercy is speaking for me. His favor is surrounding me. His hand is mighty upon my life. I have divine direction, divine guidance, divine plans, and I'm pregnant with strategic plans. I will receive God-made opportunities and Kairos movement. Increase is coming my way. Therefore, I receive divine connections, divine income, supernatural wealth, and I live debt-free. Double blessing is over my family, children, career, and business. The Lord is giving me double for my trouble. The Lord will endow me with knowledge, understanding, insight, and wisdom. My success stories shall be unending. My health, uninterrupted. Goodness and mercy will be my constant companion. Angels become my bodyguard. I speak blessing, breakthroughs, joy, peace, favor, goodness, victory over my family, friends, and loved ones. I soar to new spiritual, professional, social, economic, and national heights greater than I ever dreamt, imagined, or thought humanly possible. This year, my spouse, my children, and I are for signs and wonders, and we walk in perfect health. The Lord is my source, my provider, my sustainer, my deliverer. I make giants strike. My path shines brighter and brighter. The light of God shines on my path. The light of God breathes on my spirit. The face of God shines on my life. The abundance of God shines on my account. The hand of God rests on my work. The favor of God surrounds me. I shall not weep. I shall not cry. I shall not mourn. I shall not sorrow. I shall not gnash my teeth. I declare I am healthy, wealthy, and covered in the righteousness of God. This year, I succeed, I progress, I overcome, I prosper. My Savior, my Comforter and King is giving me strength and power to resist the fiery darts of the powers of darkness. No matter what I go through this year, only good can come out of it. Life is happening for me. Now, somebody else, let's go. Better, stronger, greater, brighter, richer, wealthier, higher. You. In 2032, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.